Good morning. We are talking with Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram, recapping the Common Council meeting on Tuesday evening. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know you said it was a fairly short meeting.
Yep.
So not a whole lot of craziness that occurred. I know you wanted to talk about the budget amendment.
Yeah. So that this year we are, when we cut the budget, when we created the budget for this year, we had to get expenditure restraint down to under 3.44. So we're at 3.39999999999. Mm-hmm. Well, when we go to do the expenditure report for the state to get our 76,000 in money from the state for the 2026 budget, it rounded up to 3.4.
Oh.
So Tina and I is like, well, Tina came into my office, we sat down, we had to amend the budget by $277 in order to get the 76,000. So we removed $277 out of a contingency fund, and then to balance the budget, we put less miscellaneous revenues down $277. So now we'll get our report is completed. It's to the state, and we'll get the funding for the next budget cycle. So not a big amount, but
but enough. You have to put it out there.
Got to put it out there and publish it in the paper.
The transparency of local government.
That's right. $277.
I know another thing you wanted to talk about, speaking of budgets and making purchases.
Yes.
I'm assuming this was in the budget.
This is going to be part of the next capital borrowing. Okay. So we have the capital borrowing that's coming up for the Public Safety Center.
Oh, yep.
Included in that is the track skid steer that they approved on Tuesday night for the street department. And the reason for the track skid steer, it has a grader blade. Remember, we used to have graders in the city, and we've got rid of those, and we did not purchase a new one because Nick wanted to go this route, because this track skid steer will be perfect for maintaining trails at the Larvier Farm Park.
Oh.
As well as with the grader attachment, we'll be able to do some repairs to alleys as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's a multi-tool. It was $100,000, $100,955, so a good piece of equipment. We got three bids. We require three bids, you know, mm-hmm. for something that purchase. And Richie's had the low bid, and they're happy. They test drove it already. And so hopefully we'll be getting that in the near future. And you'll see the guys trailing it around for maintaining trails, the beaches, alleyways, and other
projects. Assuming, like, even when you plow, like, the sidewalks, like, along the bypass.
You know, the track's not the best for plowing, but you could utilize it.
You could utilize it.
Yes.
You know, I'm thinking in years of flood moving.
Definitely.
Dirt and debris.
Definitely could be used on the island, yes.
Any of the streets that typically flood. So,
yes.
As any farmer can tell you, skid steers, multi-use.
Yes.
Multi-use
yes.
piece of equipment.
Yeah, so it's a good purchase for the city.
And I know there was some new business you wanted to talk about as well.
Yeah, just that, you know, every other year, all the license for establishments for cigarettes, alcohol, all that has to be renewed. And there's a big list that was included in the packet for all the alder persons to see. And it was approved. They all passed their background checks and fire inspections. So all establishments will be running again this year and next.
Well, perfect.
Yes.
And then I know there were some items in closed session that you wanted to discuss.
Yes, in closed session, in open session, the council approved the retirement of Rich Stovey.
Okay.
August 1st of this year, and we will be advertising internally and externally for a public works operator starting next week, and that posting is due, and applications are due in the middle of July.
Okay.
And then we will have a start date of August 4th for the new operator at the street department. So internally and externally, keep an eye on the paper. I'm sure there'll be something on our website as well.
All right.
So the other item. Sorry, Lori. Forgot about the other item in closed session. We sold another lot in Woodridge Acres, lot 5.
Okay.
And I signed the document on Wednesday morning for Amanda to start with the closing. And they had the designs in the packet for the council to approve, so they're happy and they're eager to build. So
it's a private, like, residential.
Yeah, it's Woodridge Acres residential.
Okay.
Behind Universal Forest
That's
Products residential lots. Nate Gilbert's just bought
yep.
a lot there as well.
Yeah.
He's going to be building a house next spring, so there'll be some houses popping up.
Yeah, which is exciting.
That's great news.
Very good news. And of course, the next meeting will be on Tuesday, July 1st, which
yes.
is crazy that it will be July in a couple weeks.
I know, July, right?
So
Fourth of July before we know it.
Yeah, I mean, we're almost halfway through summer, and the weather is, we went from we don't need the air to do not leave the air conditioning this weekend.
Do not. Do not. And I do want to announce.
I was going to say, it is supposed to be very, very hot this weekend.
It's supposed to be very hot. Yeah. We had our safety meeting today. This week, and you know, I'd reminded our public works employees and you know utility employees that make sure you take extra breaks and stay hydrated in the heat.
Yes.
You can take it in the heat if you're out doing a project in the heat. Get hydrated. Stay hydrated. We don't need people going down from heat stroke or heat exhaustion.
So. Exactly. And I know sometimes there are cooling centers within the city.
Yes. The library has a cooling center. Huffman Hall.
Yes.
Is a cooling center that we would. Open if need be for residents.
Yes. Yeah, so if those temperatures do get up to where they are projected perhaps this weekend, be on the lookout for information about that.
Yeah, I would say if somebody was interested in finding a cooling shelter to call the Crawford County Emergency Government.
Yes.
That's the first step.
Yes.
And then they work with the city to get one open for any residents that do desire a place to stay.
Yeah. But again, we went from 60s and perfect windows, almost too cold to be on the water, to it's almost too hot to be in the boat. You need to be in the water.
That's correct. I would love to be on the river every day, but yes.
It turns out we have to have jobs and stuff like that.
We have work to do. But yes, I was on the river last weekend. It was a gorgeous weekend.
Yes.
But I was in the water quite often to cool off.
Yes. So just to be careful, talking with Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram, recapping the Common Council meeting on Tuesday evening.